Good morning, good evening, or good afternoon. My name is Tristan.
And I'm Mish.
What are we talking about today, Mish?
Today we're talking about Valentine's Day and whether it is an overrated holiday. And not like, you know, we should get rid of Valentine's Day or anything like that, but just like, do we make it out to be more than what it is?
Okay. I mean, so first, I think a lot of holidays are super overrated, right?
I don't care for most holidays anyways. I will say that off bat. Every holiday comes around and people are like, why are you not excited? I'm like, it's literally just a day, people.
Yeah.
I understand Thanksgiving, but like, I'm grateful for my family every day. So like, you know, do I need a day to make me feel extra grateful? No.
So that's the thing too. Thanksgiving is really, really hyped up. And it's kind of crazy like to keep that energy going because Christmas...
I don't care for Christmas.
Christmas, right? Christmas.
I don't care for Christmas either.
It's like all month long, right?
Actually, no, it's not even all month long. As soon as Thanksgiving is over, it's Christmas.
Yeah. So in order to like, I guess, hype up Thanksgiving, you have Black Friday and Cyber Monday, which kind of bump it up a little bit. Then you have Halloween. Halloween is super overhyped, in my opinion. Everybody loves it, but... I don't care for it very much. I only went trick-or-treating once, 1 year, and with some friends. And that was like, we were letting the children trick-or-treat while we were just hanging around and shit. It wasn't a bad time. I didn't hate it. I went to Canarsie. It was all right. But,
I like St. Patrick's Day, but that's not because it's St. Patrick's Day.
Why?
If it's your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
I like Mother's Day and Father's Day for obvious reasons. And I like it more when I'm an actual parent, but.
I'm always forgetting about those days. Always. There's not many holidays that I actually remember. Christmas is like the only one because it doesn't change.
How do you not remember your birthday is a holiday?
Well, I mean, I remember
actually,
that.
You
but
didn't
like,
even know. I was the first person to tell you that when we met. I was
yeah,
your birthday is St. Patrick's Day. And you're like, really? And I was like, what did you do for like the first 14 years of your life before I met you, you know?
So I don't even remember because... Part of it, like, I don't remember how I wouldn't know. Nobody really brought it up. And St. Patrick's Day is not really a celebrated holiday.
It's not.
So, for the longest, you could go all St. Patrick's Day without even knowing it was St. Patrick's Day. And it's kind of more so recently that they started having, like, St. Patrick's Day parade and shit like that. Which is not even that long, right? They have it for a little bit, and not everybody has it. You might have, like, you might hear it on some discount news channels. but it's not something that is like, yeah, we're going to have this parade, and it's just going to be amazing. Like, Macy's Day Parade gets more coverage, you know?
I have never watched any of those, and we're getting completely sidetracked about the holiday we're supposed to be talking about, which is Valentine's Day. Let's get back to that.
Valentine's Day, I would say, I mean, it's its own thing, right? And I can never really knock it for it being, I've never had a bad Valentine's Day experience. And, you know, it does get annoying where, like, everywhere you go, it's like hearts and thing is, I don't hate that because I like red, like pink. I have no problem with it, right? As far as it being like, it's not overrated, but overhyped. Hell yeah. A lot of people will go crazy over Valentine's Day and do things that they normally would not do. You know, it is overhyped, in my opinion, at least. you know, you have all these like, stores that's like, hey, here's this candy, you have all these cards, and it's only for a day. Then all those things go
push, they vanish. They'll like they were never there before.
I think that's the only, like, Halloween candy would stay for like weeks, right? And then they'll get discounted. And I think it's kind of similar with Valentine's Day, but I don't know. It's like a lot of places they do just disappear. And I don't know if they sell it to some other store, but sometimes you'll come to stores and you'll see that they'll still have their Valentine's Day candy up. But as soon as Valentine's Day is over, it's like it just never happened. You know, you have a lot of people that's going home from the night before and it doesn't always end well, you know?
I mean, I've never had a Valentine's Day experience, so I can't talk positively or negatively about it. But I have helped my brother for years with his Valentine's Day experience since he's been dating his girlfriend for like, what, 6 years now? And people in general, not just my brother, but like people in relationships or people, you know, who like somebody.
Oh, wait, before you say anything, let's hear a word from our sponsor. All right, back to the episode.
I feel like there's so much pressure on individual party, mostly men, to be like, I gotta get my significant other something like wow, that'll wow their socks off, you know? And it's just like, do you really need a specific day to romance your significant other?
You know, now that you say that, it's like, that is one of the other things I didn't really enjoy about it. It's just the pressure that's put on men. I didn't love that, you know? It's like, Valentine's Day is not for the men. And for the most part, it's like, you have to get your girl a gift, and she's just gonna be happy, right? You are not expected to get anything. And if there was something I didn't like about it, it's just kind of that stigma or that tradition behind it.
And if the man got something, it was like sexy lingerie for like sex time or whatever. And yeah, it's just like, you know, I'm glad you're looking fine in your lingerie and whatnot, you know, yay. You know, you're looking good for your significant other and you feel good in your new lingerie, but like, it's not really a gift, you know? It's just like, you could have wore that on a Tuesday and your man would be like, damn, you look good, and proceed. Right. You don't really need Valentine's Day to get, like, you know, that's not a gift. He didn't really get anything, or she didn't get anything. Or he did not get anything. Whichever way this works for your relationship, you didn't get something.
I could see myself being petty in that situation where it's like, if you want to get lingerie, I could do that too, you know? And you're not going to get anything else from that. Like, I'll just show up next time in a Speedo or something,
oh my God, you know,
and just call it a day. Like, that's it. You know, that's your gift. Your gift is me. Because, you know, that's how you wanted to say it, and that should be enough. But in that, like, that's what I would say hated about Valentine's Day. Just the, I don't know, just that aspect of it. Like, I don't know what I would want, but it's just the fact that you don't even get anything. And it's not like I want flowers. I don't care for flowers. I don't want a box of chocolate because I'll probably eat four of them. And the rest is just terrible. I'll throw them out.
You like teddy bears, right?
I do. I mean, I've gotten one. It's like, I'll have them around, put on places, but it's not like I have them on my bed to sleep with. So there's just it's not a use, but it's something that I'll, like, accept, if you know what I mean? Because those are just things I've gotten. And I've always been happy with that, because you're going to give me something.
I feel like Valentine's Day is not really a, like, you know, you give each other any type of gift, really. It's like, it has to be, like, you know, flowers have to be included in some part of that. Chocolates have to be included in some part of that. Or, you know, a huge-ass teddy bear. And it's just like, it is a day for love. Why can't I give my love something my love would love? You know, like, if I want to give my man or whatever, you know, I don't fucking know, a fucking jersey, why can't I give it to him on Valentine's Day? It's not red. It doesn't have hearts all over it. It's not like some romantic ass thing. But it's a love day. I love him. Bam. You know, here's a gift.
Yeah.
Because I'm probably getting some shit. So, like, you know, I feel like it's very tailored to certain things. And most of that is coming from a dude.
Like, there's definitely a tradition there that's just not the greatest thing, you know? And just like, oh, like you said, you have to have flowers, you have to have chocolates, and that's mostly for the women. And it's like, forget the guys, you know?
Yes, fuck yeah. Or an expensive dinner. I forget about those. An expensive dinner is also required at times.
Yeah.
Or like always. And it's just like, it's not even like, oh, let me take you to a dinner. It's where are you taking me later today?
Right.
You know, it's right. Like, where are you taking me? Not even are we going out. Where are you taking me? Right. Generally, obviously, there's certain relationships are different and, you know who you're with. But generally, the theme is, you know, men, what are you going to do today? Or, you know, the ads start rolling in. Get your girl this. Get her that. She'd love this. She looks sexy in that.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for them Valentine's Day ads. It's just, you just know they're coming.
I already got them, but it was very weird. I got one about, like, a onesie. And it disturbed my soul because there was nothing. They tried to make a onesie sexy. And the onesie wasn't sexy at all. They were making these faces. You had like three women walking towards the camera. And I was just like, I look stupid. The onesie is nice. And if I had money to spend like that, I'd probably buy the fucking onesie. But y'all not doing nothing to make me want this. I think y'all look stupid. I think it'd be better if you laid it out like you're trying to show off the clothes. And I'd be like, yo, that's a fire onesie. But yeah. Y'all look dumb.
But I didn't get any, I don't know, of course, you know, targeted ads and they know what they're doing. I don't get those. I get flowers, I get chocolates, I get like diamond rings and shit like that. Like,
oh, I forgot about the diamond ring.
There's always gotta be tying some jewelry in it, you know?
Or like a necklace, a nice necklace or something, or.
But that's the thing now, men wear jewelry. So it's like, why is it only
women's jewelry, like diamond ring, displayed. Diamond bracelet, diamond necklace? Also, why is it always diamonds? Other gems exist.
Right.
I really want to put that out there. Other gems exist. There are a bunch of beautiful gems in the world that are not fucking diamonds, you know?
There, it's kind of like putting a whole situation that women are not going to spend money. And it's like, why not? I don't know if it's like them not advertising it or what, but I don't see it as like there are a lot of women that are willing to spend money, but that's just not,
there's nobody advertising for women to get their men stuff or whoever. And it's just like, is it because it's always like the man got to take care of his woman? Probably. But you know,
sticking on that,
there have always, even from, like, you know, past times, past centuries, yes, you know, the man takes care of the women. But there were women, I'm pretty sure there were women throughout all these times that wanted to do the same for their men. It's not new now. So, like, why can't a place be like, hey, and Valentine's Day is coming, get something nice for your guy. It's always get something nice for your girl or whatever.
Now, on that, it's probably, like, the cost of the advertisement as opposed to their return there is
true.
Just not gonna be
the same, know, or yeah. Like even anywhere near close to being the same,
right? Because you could spend a lot of money advertising your products or your flowers, your brand for Valentine's Day, but it's not always the same the other way around. And I don't know, I guess part of that really kind of drilled in people's head that women don't buy gifts or don't spend money on Valentine's Day. And it's just like, hey, only the guys spend money. So let's just keep pushing all this advertisement on them, you know?
True, but then you think about it and the guys don't get a day at all. Yeah, you have nothing. And it's just like, obviously,
guys don't get to celebrate shit.
Yeah, don't. The most you get is your birthday. And right. That's about it. And then right. You have like her birthday, Christmas for her, or in like Valentine's Day, and it's just like, damn, that's a 3-to-1 ratio.
Yeah. Then you got like,
and especially if she's like, if y'all are parents,
you know, as a parent, you don't even really get Father's Day. Father's Day is like, it's a double-edged sword there, because you know, mothers get Mother's Day and Father's Day. You don't get a single father that's like, I'm both your mother and your father. So we can't be like, you know, I'm your mother and your dad, so I get Mother's Day too. We can't do that shit. We gotta share Father's Day, because, you know, fathers don't get shit. And if you're a father and, you know, you don't have Father's Day, it's like, hey, here's a tie or here's some ugly socks that you might wear to work. And sucks. I have seen a lot
That's a rough Father's Day. All our Father's Days, we got our dad watches. The man loves watches. Mm-hmm. So he got a different watch every Father's Day, or like cologne, because again, the man loves cologne. You can tell the man loves cologne. Look at my fucking Christmas present.
Yeah.
He loves scents and shit like that. So it was always that.
Yeah. Now, I think, well, my pops does too. He has a lot of, like, a lot of cologne set up. He has this little, like, section, a little table thing where he just puts all his cologne, you know. I don't think I've ever bought him any, though.
Maybe you should. Maybe this is our topic telling you, buy the man some cologne.
But here's the thing is, like, he already has so many, and he hasn't had a lot of places to wear them.
That's so very true.
I don't want to buy the cologne, and he already has so many of them that it's like, I'm buying this cologne for you not to wear it. And, you know, I don't know what he's going to like. I know what I'm going to like, but... You know, we're different people, and it's just he has so many already. I'm just like, fuck it. Watches, I don't see myself giving him one. He's not a watch person. I've never seen this man with a watch a day in my life.
I've never not seen my father with a watch, even when I was little.
He never has one.
He never does not have one on.
So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I would say that based on our topic, yes, Valentine's Day, it's.
It can be too much.
It can. Oh, 100%. And, you know, you have... I mean, it's still a day to celebrate or whatever. People just like to celebrate things. And I can't fault people for that. But, I don't know. I don't hate the holiday. It just... I don't know what to say.
It's not very for everyone. It's mainly for women, really.
Yeah, it's very focused. Can't
be like, let's celebrate Valentine's Day. And it's just like, men ain't getting shit generally. You know, they're obviously each different scenario, but it's not really for them. And it's just like, you know, it's a lot of pressure. And Valentine's Day can truly break some relationships, which is crazy. And it's just like, you know.
Well, I want to say on that, if I got you some diamonds and you pull up or you pop out and you're like, yeah, your gift is sex for the night. It's like, bro, we just did that yesterday. And that means I need to see the diamonds from yesterday too, because, you know, that's not... not a gift. Like, I don't get to.
I don't get that. So you don't get something
like
new.
And a lot of the times, it's not even like sometimes you'll buy a new lingerie and it'll be nice because, you know, you'll have that in your repertoire. It'll be nice. But like, a lot of the other times, like most of the time, I would say, you just probably come in some recycled lingerie.
Recycled. Okay, like, great.
You know, some lingerie you had already, or you just say, fuck the lingerie, and you pop out naked, right? And it's not like I'm saying that money has to be involved. But it's kind of like we live in a world where a lot of people do put money over a lot of things. And if you are expecting me to buy these things,
especially a diamond, that shit ain't cheap.
Right. So if you're expecting that, then it just would seem fair that I get something to not, I'm not going to say like, hey, go and buy dollar for dollar, but
just something to like, show, you know,
I'm not how getting
you appreciate me or like how you feel about me.
Right.
Doesn't have to be like, XYZ amount of money could literally be from the heart, and that's okay.
Like, all I'm asking is for something. Now, when I say something, I'm not saying like I just spent $3,000 on this ring, and you just happened to be passing by Wendy's and you got me a chicken sandwich. As nice as that is, right? And as happy as I would be to eat that, if you told me that that's my gift, yeah, we having a problem, you know? Like,
you're going to take your diamond back, aren't you?
I'm going to take it back. Like,
because you are petty.
So. That's not even, it's not even a percent worth of what I got you. I spent $3,000, you spent $3. And you're just like,
hey, hey, spent five. The sandwich is $5.
It's, you know. Well, you never know. Maybe she got a 2 for $5 and mine just happened to be $2.50.
That's not how the 2 for $5 works.
Let's just say that's that's what it is. And it's like, bro, that's a situation where I would be like, where's the rest? You know? And I'm not the type of person that's like, you owe me another gift or whatever.
Like that girl from Am I the Asshole?
Right. I'm not going to do that. But if it's like you put that that much emphasis on getting the gift and you just don't give me nothing or you just came from a dollar store, I can't do it.
I feel like it's a good thing I've never celebrated Valentine's Day because I get crazy with gifts. You've seen me with gifts. I get crazy with gifts. I just want to give. And it's not even about money. It's just like, you like this? It's yours. The end.
I do feel like there are some people, some women that kind of miss out on the opportunity to get a great gift for Valentine's Day. Because there's a lot of guys that like tools. If you wrap up some tools in a ribbon with a heart on it, I'm happy, you know? And usually, I mean, tools are not cheap, but they're not always very expensive either. And yes, they're not like a traditional gift or whatever, but
a gift, a gift.
It is a gift. And I don't know why, but I just love tools.
You love a lot of things, actually.
I do.
But most importantly, you love gifts.
And it's like, I can make the gift work, you know? It just, like, I just want something. Anyway, that's going to be the end of our episode.
Thank you for listening. Like, subscribe, favorite, comment.
Say something.
Say something. Let us know you like this podcast, you don't like this podcast, it fucking sucks, or it doesn't. Honestly, we'd really appreciate it. Thank you.
We really would. But don't forget, Valentine's Day is coming up. Get your man some tools. Bye. Bye.